95.3 The Range, the All-Star Morning Show. Good morning, I'm Chuck Taylor, and I'm excited about this next guest because we got some cool stuff to tell you about. This is Don Stefanovich with GoTrax, and they've got the GoTrax Hoverfly XL, which I just tested out this past weekend. It's really cool. And Don, I want you to tell us more about GoTrax and these hoverflies and these hoverboards. I guess that's the category they're called now. It's a new way to travel and get around.
Absolutely, Chuck. GoTrax is a new Denver brand of hoverboards, like you said, and other electric rideables. We've got some really cool stuff on the way, especially a few more things before the holidays. And like you mentioned, our newest, biggest, baddest hoverboard is the GoTrax Hoverfly XL, our off-road hoverboard. And it's a little bit beefier, a little bit sturdier than most of your hoverboards. It's got 8.5-inch all-terrain tires. It's going to give you great traction on, you know, off the pavement, on dirt, gravel, grass, you name it.
Yeah.
And it can traverse slopes up to 30 degrees. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It absolutely is, and it can hold a hefty guy like me. The maximum recommended weight is 220. I'm a little bit heavier than that, but it was able to hold me and still go. And what I like is you've got Bluetooth speakers built into it, so if you're somebody like me who loves music, you can listen to your music while you're riding it. And you've got an app so that when you're ready to go to a pro mode and you're ready to go a little bit faster, you can do that as well.
That's right, Chuck. The app's really cool. You can go in and adjust, like you said, the pro mode, which you can bump your top speed, which is normally about 7.4 miles an hour. You can bump it up to just over 11 miles an hour. You can adjust the sensitivity. So it's a little bit more responsive for the advanced riders. And all our boards actually have a training mode as well, which is great for beginners. So you can, you know, a little bit less responsive. So just as you're getting used to it, you can kind of get your bearings there like we saw you do in the video.
Yeah, and I definitely needed the training mode because I'm still learning how to dismount properly. I was excited about this when you first sent me information about it because I tried several years ago one of the Segways, and they have the handles. And then I saw all these, a few years ago, these hoverboards coming out, but they were having problems, and some of them, when they were charging, were catching fire. We don't have to worry about that with you guys because you are UL-rated 2272, I believe it is, which is certification right there that you're not going to have to worry about leaving this plugged in by the Christmas tree.
Absolutely, Chuck. All our products are fully UL-2272 certified, and what that means, that's a standard just for the category of hoverboards and electric rideables. So when they test these, they overcharge them, undercharge them, everything you can think of and things that you would never do to them. And, you know, all our products pass that with flying colors, fully independently certified by the UL. And, you know, safety and quality products are really at the forefront of our brand.
Yeah. Your brand's also about having fun and teaching science to kids, too, because we were writing back and forth about this via email on your blog there. You talk about science, teaching meteor showers. You also had for Halloween some really cool costume ideas for kids to wear while they're using their hoverboards and using their hoverflies to enhance their costumes.
That's right. You know, we had a pretty cool piece of content that we shared with you about some last-minute Halloween ideas. It's definitely last-minute now. It's past, but...
Right.
You know, we had some really cool characters from some of kids' and parents' favorite movies, and we gave really cool DIY instructions on how to make those last-minute, maybe things you have around the house, and then to add them with your hoverboard to make it a really cool, creative, and sort of unique costume idea. And
yep.
Then, like you mentioned, you know, our brand really puts a strong emphasis on science and learning. You know, these are really cool, fun products, and they're a lot of fun to ride and a lot of fun to use, and they kind of get labeled as these tech toys, but, you know, it's really that technology that makes them possible. And somewhere out there is the next Elon Musk, or, you know, the next Steve Jobs, or the next Neil deGrasse Tyson, and those are the kids that we want to connect with and inspire. You know, we kind of want to be the brand that says it's okay to be a science geek and get excited about learning. So like you mentioned, on our blog and social media, we share lots of really timely news and different things that are science and educational based, because we want to be more than just a toys.
I think it's fantastic. One of the articles I was reading on your blog was about this house-sized asteroid headed towards Earth, and you talk about that, and you explain all the details about it, you know, how they were discovered, what's the difference between an asteroid and a meteoroid. I mean, and you put these together in great articles. They really are. They're educational, especially if you have younger kids who are wanting to learn science, and it can spark their learning.
Absolutely, and that's kind of our mission, is to present those things in a way that's, you know, fun and interesting and digestible for kids. And I think something that parents appreciate about the brand as well. And if you look at our brand and you see it's really fun and colorful, and we incorporate a lot of sort of science, maybe a little bit sci-fi space themes. We've got a really cool universe of characters, including Trax.
Yeah.
Who is our signature sort of alien robot that sort of is at the forefront of the brand. So we make it fun, but we tie in some facts and some educational components as well.
Yeah, it really is. I was really impressed with all the way you guys go out on this, because a lot of these other ones out there, they just put it out there and they're looking to make a profit, not looking to make a difference. Now, I understand you're a business, you got to make a profit, but I love the fact that you guys are looking to make a difference with the kids too, and to inspire. That to me sets you guys apart from everybody else that's out there.
Well, absolutely, Chuck. Thank you. That means a lot.
Well, let's talk about this too, because I'm excited about this. You wrote that to me that we were going to do a special discount code for Range listeners if they're interested in maybe picking one of these up for Christmas for themselves or for their kids, and you've got a special code for us.
I do, Chuck, and you know, all your Range listeners can go to gotrax.com. That's GOTRAX.com, and enter code KHYI20 at checkout and get 20% off any GoTrax purchase for the next week.
That's amazing. I mean, already you guys are probably one of the best entry points in the business, and now you're saying you can get 20% off by using KHYI20 at GoTrax.com. Don, that's fantastic.
You got it, Chuck. And I know we already touched on the XL, the Big Bad Off-Road Hoverboard. Well, I want to take a moment to talk about the Eco as well, which is our new entry-level board. So this technology is really cool, and it's become a lot more accessible. And GoTrax wants to be at the forefront of making that accessible to everyone. So our Eco is fully UL2272 certified. It's got pretty much all the same features as our signature Hoverfly board, and it retails for $199. And right now, it's actually on sale for $159.99 on GoTrax.
Wow.
And you can get an additional 20% off. So we're really kind of lowering the barrier to entry in the hoverboard market, but still offering a quality, safe product.
So you're getting the 20% off on top of the sale price, which, you're looking at just a little over $100 to get into an entry-level hoverboard with GoTrax.
Right, and it still has all the same features of our Hoverfly. Our engineers manage to just use a slightly less powerful motor in there, but it still has all the same features, all the same safety regulations and certifications, and it's a GoTrax quality product.
And I can attest to the fact that these things are sturdy too, because as I said earlier, I'm a little bit over the weight limit that you guys put on there, and they're sturdy, they're well made, and they're a lot of fun. And for all our listeners out there, they ship out of Texas. They're designed in Denver, where you're at, but they're shipped out of Texas.
That's right. Our marketing, customer service, and all our R&D headquarters is right here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. But like you said, our warehouse and our shipping is right there in Texas, so your listeners would get it very quickly. I think you can attest to that. You had yours before I even sent you the tracking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the same day you sent me the tracking, I'd already had it, and it was in my hands, and I was already riding on it.
Absolutely. So that's pretty cool for the local Texas listeners, I think.
Absolutely. Don, thank you so much for talking about GoTrax. I want people to go to GoTrax.com, find out more about it, but get yourself for the next week or so, KHYI20. Use that discount code, and you can save 20% on a GoTrax. Perfect gift. I promise you, you're going to love it.
Thanks, Chuck. Chuck Taylor.